Well, Willa Jean Prime's Labor spokesperson for children and Te Tai Tukoro MP candidate, who's been a vocal critic of the government's Tamariki reforms, including the proposed military-style academies and boot camp models for serious youth offenders. Willa Jean, tēnā koe. It's good to talk with you again. Ngā mihi.
Mō rena, Dale.
Kia ora. Well, so much has happened since last we spoke, but it is appropriate that we speak more as we lead into the 100 days out from this most important election. We've seen Māori issues been kicked from pillar to post across the last 2.5 years, and the frustration across our lands and our people is growing undoubtedly. There are many issues at play as we look to this 100 days heading into the election, Willa Jean. But might I start off by talking about these boot camps and Māori outcomes within? I mean, this was a much trumpeted kaupapa from the coalition government, but it's been a dog's breakfast, really, hasn't it? This whole military-style boot camp kaupapa, a big fail mark for the government.
Absolutely, Dale. And last night we started the second reading of the legislation that is going to embed these military-style academies, a.k.a. better known as boot camps. The minister gave her speech. I'm set to give my speech this afternoon. And there she was talking about the successful things that this government has done to reduce youth offending. And I challenged her, heckled her across the house, because these military-style academies, the pilot was an absolute failure. Eight out of nine of the young people who participated in that went on to reoffend. They are putting significant money into these military-style academies while not supporting any other therapeutic interventions across youth justice. This is about slogans, it's not about solutions, and our young people have been used as guinea pigs in this government's punitive approach to youth offending.
Yeah. Well, bearing in mind the amount of headlines the whole issue attracted and the tough on law and order stance that the coalition agreement has seen placed upon us, it should serve as an embarrassment to the coalition government that this hasn't worked. But of course, there were so many in the sector who never thought for a moment that it would.
That's right. So the government, the Prime Minister himself said he didn't care whether it did or didn't work. They were going to do it anyway. They were warned by many experts in the sector. They were warned by advocates of those who have suffered abuse in state care that military-style academies do not work, that they will fail, and yet the government has continued to push ahead with it. Their own pilot showed that it failed and it didn't work, and they pushed ahead with a second military-style academy, and I'm aware that already young people had left that program. This government is not listening to the experts or the evidence, and they continue to put money into programs that don't work when that money would be better spent in programs like the ones that they have acknowledged started under Labor, that they have continued, that are actually contributing to the reduction in youth offending.
What would Labor do differently?
So when Labor was in government, we had this challenging issue, and one of the responses that we had was to introduce Circuit Breaker, which was earlier intervention and prevention, wraparound support for young people and their families, and that had a very high success rate. So much so that this government has continued to fund that program and expand that program. When pushed, they had to acknowledge that that was actually Labor's policy that they were continuing to support. That is what has been working, not the military-style academies. So to put over $30 million into military-style academies when they have been proven historically not to work and recently with this pilot shows that this government is more interested in rhetoric and punitive policies than actually funding and supporting what works.
Tēnā koe, Willa Jean is Labor's spokesperson for Tamariki. Recent MSD and Stats New Zealand data Te Tuahine are showing significant numbers of our tamariki are living, in fact, in hardship, with Māori kids disproportionately affected. Why do you think child hardship's not improving, and what should the government be doing differently?
It was really disappointing to see those statistics, Dale, in that recent data, what we know is that that number has increased, I think, by over 24,000 young people in the last 2 years. And you can point to a number of the government's decisions that have contributed to that. So they changed the way that benefits are indexed, and that put more children into poverty. They had a cabinet paper and advice that said that that is what would be the consequence of their decision. And knowing that they would put thousands more children into poverty, they proceeded with that. They did that. They have also undermined the lunches in schools program. We've had lots of media around that. That is one of the most significant policies that can make a real difference to our young people and whānau experiencing material hardship. And they have gone for cheaper, lower quality school lunches. They also have just recently changed the legislation to 18 and 19-year-olds being able to get job seeker support. Another cabinet paper that says that this is going to impact and create more hardship. And as you pointed out, Dale, and the report points out, this disproportionately impacts tamariki Māori. One in four tamariki Māori experiencing material hardship. It's just not good enough.
And would point to economic mismanagement. Yes, I know there have been some challenging circumstances, but for an outfit that said they were going to grow at all costs, that they've tightened the belt across so many sectors, the fact that our economy remains static and flatlining would point to economic mismanagement. You mentioned 18, 19-year-olds. I mean, what a burden that's going to be on whānau already struggling when they can't get job seeker support. If the parents earn, I think it's 65 grand. Well, that's hard enough to get by on anyway. And, well, Eugene, there's talk that this has been the hardest economic climate that any generation has had to negotiate, bar times of war or the Great Depression of the 1930s. It is so difficult for so many here in 2026. Your thoughts, please, well, Eugene.
Well, Christopher Luxon promised New Zealanders at the last election that their number one issue and focus was going to be the cost of living. And it has gotten worse under this government, not gotten better under this government. And my message to New Zealanders is that we cannot afford another 3 years of this national government and their mismanagement and broken promises. I think about the almost 100,000 rangatahi who are not in education, training or employment, who are finding it very difficult to find employment. We have really high unemployment at the moment. I've often quoted an example of where a person applied for one job, in a cleaning job in Auckland. There were more than 1,200 applicants for one job. So it's not a case of people not wanting to work. The reality is that the work isn't there. And we think about places like Te Kaitokero, where even in our regions, it's really hard for us. Kaikoe is another example that I use, where we have so many young people who are unemployed and there are just not the job opportunities there. The government is not doing anything. They are saying a lot. They have punitive policies like the traffic light system or removing 18 and 19-year-olds from being able to get job seeker support, putting that burden back onto already struggling families, as you mentioned, taking away the supports to pathway them into employment. Things are just really difficult. It's the number one issue that families raise with me when I'm out there talking with whānau. It's the cost of living.
Without doubt. It's going to be a hell of a race for Tai Tukuro. Wishing all the candidates well, of course. Ultimately, it will be our people who decide in 100 days. But it does bring us to the Iwi Chairs Forum and messages to ministers. With the forum meeting this weekend, what do you expect the Iwi leaders are going to be telling ministers about Oranga Tamariki reforms and the need for kaupapa Māori and whānau-led solutions? What are you hoping for commentary from the Iwi Chairs Forum, Willow Jean?
I'm expecting that they will send very strong messages to the government. They have been, Iwi Chairs have been actively opposed to policies that this government has pushed through in the children's space. For example, the removal of Section 7AA from the Oranga Tamariki Act. We received numerous submissions from iwi opposing that move by the government. They have also been opposed to the Serious Young Offenders Bill and the boot camps, as we have been talking about this morning. They are concerned about the changes that are being made in education, to the curriculum and to assessment. All of these things have actually been challenged either in select committee processes or even in the Waitangi Tribunal. There are a lot of concerns that the things that this government are doing are anti-Māori and are harmful to our tamariki and mokopuna.
Tēnā koe, good catching up with you again. We'll talk more as we build up to the important vote on November the 7th, but neat to reconnect and lock arms again. Willow Jean Prime with us, Labour spokesperson for Tamariki and the MP and candidates, should I say, for Tai Tukura. Thanks for joining us again, Willow Jean. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, tēnā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi.